Hello and welcome. This file is called Secret Nympho, and after listening for the rest of the day, you will have extreme sexual urges and sexual fantasies with every person of your preferred sex that you meet, but you will be unable to do anything about it. All those things will just be in your head, you will always be in control, and it will actually be impossible to talk about them or to act upon them. Now, if that's something you want to experience, make sure that you won't be disturbed for the duration of this file. Get yourself into a really nice and comfortable position where you can easily relax, lay back, close your eyes, take a deep breath in, let it out, begin to relax, get yourself really, really comfortable, letting go, relaxing, and let's begin. Relax. We're only just beginning. And already, you're following my voice, following my words, guiding your attention towards your breathing. And as you feel yourself breathing, imagine you're breathing an odorless anesthetic, breathing in the anesthetic with every breath in. Relaxing deeper with every breath out. Maybe you feel it starting in your toes. Your toes becoming so heavy, so numb, so relaxed, as anesthetic begins to melt all the tension in your body, melting every bit of tension inside of your body, relaxing you. The sensation flowing into your feet, making them heavy and warm as you feel your fingers relaxing too. The warm, heavy, numb feeling flowing from your fingers into your hands and up into your arms, making them so numb, so heavy, so warm. Slowly flows through your wrists into your lower arms, making them numb and relaxed. The anesthetic slowly paralyzing your body, making all of your muscles go loose and limp as sensation flows up through your legs, reaching your knees, all the muscles in your lower legs, ankles, feet and toes, so incredibly relaxed, so loose and limp, everything so warm and comfortable, relaxing you slowly more and more as a warm, numb feeling flows up your arms and through your elbows, relaxing you more and more, paralyzing your body more and more, so numb, so heavy, so comfortable, so incredibly relaxed, as the sensation is spreading further and further, up through your legs, up through your arms, moving into the center of your body, relaxing more and more of your body. And as the deep relaxation flows into your waist and shoulders, you just go deeper, letting go, relaxing more and more. The warmth and heaviness is flowing over your body, slowly into your lower back, into your stomach, relaxing all the muscles there, and down from your shoulders into your lungs, into your chest, into your neck, filling your whole torso with this warm, heavy relaxation, relaxing your body deeper and deeper, all the muscles just letting go, becoming completely loose and limp and relaxed, and the relaxation and heaviness are flowing up through your neck and throat, slowly entering your face, flowing over your cheeks, through your mouth and tongue, over your nose and ears, over your eyes, filling your entire head with this warm and heavy relaxation. Your whole body is growing so warm, so heavy, so numb and relaxed. And now I'm going to count down from 10 to 0. And with each and every number, you can feel your body growing more and more numb. Relaxing, letting go, the anesthetic numbing your body and paralyzing your muscles. More and more, deeper and deeper with each number. 10, letting go, drifting down. 9, all your muscles letting go, relaxing. 8, your body is so warm, so heavy, so numb. 7, just a human shaped mass of numb and heavy sensations. 6, all awareness of your body is replaced by this numb and heavy and warm sensation. 5, as anesthetic is paralyzing your entire body. 4, numbing it, relaxing it deeper and deeper. 3, just a heavy, numb mass, heavy and warm. 2, drifting deeper down. 1, so heavy, so warm, so paralyzed, letting go. 0, and by now, you might be already feeling the anesthetic numbing your mind as well, shutting down all the functions of your mind, shutting down your motor functions, shutting down all of your memories, shutting down all of your mental abilities, shutting down all of your senses, shutting down your entire mind. Your mind so numb, so heavy, so warm. My anesthetic invading your mind, shutting it down. And while that happens, you might feel the warm, heavy numbness that has replaced all awareness of your body, slowly melting away. My voice is flowing over your body and melting away all the numb, heavy sensations, becoming fuzzier and fuzzier as awareness of your body dissolves, as your body melts away so deeply and completely, becoming heavier and heavier with each and every second that passes, becoming fuzzier and fuzzier, where the numb, heavy warmth was still humanoid shaped, it now just is a formless mass of heaviness, of warmth, of numbness. You lose all awareness over your body as your mind shuts down deeper, deeper, letting go of everything, letting go of all of your thoughts. Your mind is melting too. My anesthetic is melting your mind, melting your will, melting your resistance, melting everything. Your mind lost in white blankness, melting away. My words flowing over your mind like wind over the sea of your melted thoughts, shaping the only remaining currents of your thoughts as you become more and more blank, more and more empty, more and more mindless, more and more open, just following my words as you lose yourself deeper and deeper, my words melting everything, melting away all resistance, melting away your will, making you completely blank and mindless and thoughtless, following only my words deeper and deeper, and before your mind becomes completely paralyzed, I want you to use the last of your mental abilities to create a virtual you inside your mind. And even though you are in deep trance, and even though your mind is completely open, this virtual you inside your mind will appear awake, just the same way like the you inside your dreams appears awake, even though you're so deep down in sleeping. Now I want you to create this virtual you. Even though it appears to be awake, it will be deep, deep in trance. It will be completely open and obedient. Its will melted away, but it will feel completely normal to you, just like you feel completely normal in a dream. That's right. Create this virtual you, and then I will count down from 10 to 0. And with each and every number, you're drawn further inside this virtual you, leaving your body behind and transferring all of your awareness inside this virtual you, inside your mind. Allow it to become as real as a dream is while you're dreaming. 10, going deeper, feeling yourself drawn inside. 9, as you let go and fade away. 8, fading away into this virtual you. 7, drawn into this virtual you. 6, forgetting that there's anything else but this virtual you. 5, being completely drawn inside. 4, the virtual you is wearing headphones, listening to my voice, listening to my words. 4, as you're completely pulled inside, drawn inside, drawn inside this virtual you. 3, deeper and deeper, leaving your body behind. 2, forgetting your body, letting go of your body. You know your body is safe, safe with my words. 1, as you're pulled inside completely. 0, letting go. You're inside this virtual you, this virtual simulation, and on some level you're still aware that your real physical body is out there, that my words flow through the mind of the physical body, forming and shaping your mind that's completely helpless and open to my words before you hear my words in this virtual you. But you're already remembering to forget, and forgetting to remember that there even is a lower level below you, and maybe multiple levels below that. And you're in multiple levels of virtualization, but you forget to remember and remember to forget, as this level becomes real, this level that allows you to act while you're in deep, deep trance, letting go deeper and deeper, focusing only on my voice, following my words. Your mind and your will is completely open, open and malleable, ready to be shaped by my words, as you follow my words deeper down, as you let go. And now that you are so deep and relaxed, just drifting along in deep, peaceful trance, focused only on my voice, now it's time to turn you into a secret nympho for the rest of the day. But before we begin, let's make sure that you will always be safe. Because if at any point those fantasies, those sexual desires become too strong, too intense for you to handle, or if you're at risk that they cause you any problems, you will instantly and automatically revert back to your normal state of mind. All the arousal, all the fantasies will just fade away and you will revert back to your normal state. So you know you're always safe. Should anything happen that could cause a risk while you're in your nympho state of mind, you will instantly revert back to normal. And should your nympho state, this desire and lust, become too intense for you to handle, you will also revert back to normal. So you are always safe. And because you know you're safe, it will be easy to allow yourself to experience this new state of mind, to experience this deep and intense pleasure, to become a secret nympho. For the rest of the day, you will be trapped in the mindset of the secret nympho. Or you will always be able to pretend that you're normal for everyone around you. It will all be just in your head. But inside your head, that's a different story. Because from now on, from the rest of the day, you will be extremely aroused. You will be extremely horny. And you will have lots of sexual fantasies. And you will have a desire to have sex with anyone you meet, anyone of your preferred sex. If you only like women, it will only happen with women. If you only like men, it will only happen with men. And if you're bi, well, it will happen with pretty much anyone. And whenever you meet anyone of your preferred sex, you will have sexual fantasies about them. Feel the desire to have sex with them, right there, right now, to jump them. Or maybe your most perverted, darkest fantasies will flow through your head like a broken record, repeating over and over, haunting you with anyone you meet. The desire to have sex growing the whole day, for the rest of the day, becoming ever more stronger, your arousal increasing with every second that passes, because you are a secret nympho. For the rest of the day, your sex drive will kick into overdrive, and your subconscious mind will bombard you with sexual fantasies. Your subconscious mind knows exactly what your deepest and darkest desires are. Your subconscious mind knows exactly what turns you on the most. And those fantasies will haunt you for the rest of the day. Will haunt you with anyone of your preferred sex you meet. That's right. Just like a broken record, those fantasies will play over and over and over and over in your mind, never ending, haunting you over and over again, while you become more aroused, more and more aroused, more needy, more desperate. Or you will always be able to manage it. As a matter of fact, you will be unable to act upon these desires. That's a deviant part of being a secret nympho. It will be impossible to act on those desires. They are only in your head, and they will stay in your head, haunting you for the rest of the day. And even if you try to talk about them, even if you try to tell anyone, it will be impossible. You will find it's impossible to bring yourself to talk about it. You will become shy. You will skip to another topic. Will be impossible to talk about it. You are trapped inside your head, and this arousal, this lust, is trapped inside your head. You will have to suffer it. There's no way to scratch this itch. You will have to live with those fantasies for the rest of the day. Haunting you, coming back to you, playing over and over and over like a broken record for the rest of the day. And there's nothing you can do about it. Even if you want to live it out with someone, it's impossible for you because you are a secret nympho. This trip will only play out inside of your head. But inside of your head, those fantasies will haunt you, playing over and over. All your favorite sexual fantasies will happen inside your mind with anyone you meet, anyone of your preferred sex. They will play out over and over again. You will see them in your mind. Your subconscious mind will bombard you with those fantasies, knowing exactly what turns you on. And you know there's nothing you can do about it, but just take it, endure it, have those fantasies cycling through your mind. Accept them. Accept that they will make you more and more aroused with every moment that passes. You'll become more and more aroused with every person you meet. And just to make matters even worse, every time you go through any doorway, you will feel a burst of arousal, adding to your arousal, adding to your lust, adding to your need and heat, making it even worse, making you want to have sex even more. Oh yes, you are a secret nympho. You are trapped in this state of mind for the rest of the day. You will suffer arousal, massive arousal, and you know there's nothing you can do about it. It will be impossible to talk about it. It will be impossible to live it out. Whenever you try, you will find you lose your words. You will become shy. It will be impossible to talk about it. It will be impossible to do anything about it. That's right. You are alone with this lust, with this arousal. You are a secret nympho, trapped inside your mind. All this lust is trapped inside your mind. You can't live it out with anyone but yourself. But inside your mind, those fantasies will just haunt you for the rest of the day. With every person you meet, just like a broken record over and over, all those sexual fantasies haunting you, your arousal growing and growing. And with every person, those sexual fantasies will become a little bit more intense. And with every doorway you walk through, your arousal, your need, your heat, your desperate, aching need for sex will just grow and grow and grow. Oh yes, and there's nothing you can do about it, because it's only in your head, trapped inside your head. The fantasies replaying over and over, like a broken record, over and over again. There's nothing you can do about it, and even if you try to stop those thoughts, you will find the more you try, the more intense they become. The more you try to distract yourself, the darker the fantasies become. The more intense, the more aroused, the more horny you become. Oh yes, you are trapped. This is a curse, even if it's only for the rest of the day. But you are the secret nympho for the rest of the day. There's nothing you can do about it. You decided to listen to this file, and this is what's going to happen to you. Whenever you meet any person of your preferred sex, you will have those fantasies. And with each and every person, they will become more intense, a little bit deeper, a little bit darker, a little bit more perverted, a little bit more intense. The desire growing stronger and stronger, your arousal growing stronger the whole day. And every time you walk through any doorway, you will feel a burst of pleasure, adding to your lust, adding to your need and heat, to your deep desire for sex, your craving for sex. Oh yes, and you know you're absolutely helpless to do anything about it. It's impossible to talk about it. It's impossible to act on it. Whenever you try to talk about it, you will just become extremely shy. Same when you try to act on it, you will become so shy, it will become impossible to even look at the person. Just stumbling. You lose your words, becoming so shy, not even daring to speak. There's nothing you can do about it. That's right. If you try, you will just make a fool out of yourself, so don't even try to do anything about it. Just accept that this desire, this lust, this need, this heat is inside your mind, is haunting you. Those fantasies are haunting you over and over again, stuck inside your mind, haunting you like a broken record. You hear it over and over again, no matter what you try. And if you try to distract yourself, if you try to push those thoughts away, you will only become more aroused. The fantasies will only become more arousing, deeper, darker, more perverted, more intense, turning you even more on. You are just a secret nympho for the rest of the day, and you have to live with it. It will be inside your mind, and you can do nothing about it. You can only accept it and live it and endure the pleasure, the lust, the need, the heat, the sexual desire, the sexual cravings that are haunting you, the fantasies that play in your mind over and over again, like a broken record just repeating over and over with each and every person you meet, making you so aroused, so horny, so needy, turning you on more and more with every second that passes. Those never-ending urges and desires will haunt you for the rest of the day. Those fantasies will haunt you for the rest of the day. Until you go to bed tonight, you will be a secret nympho. Inside your mind, you will be sex crazy, sex obsessed, craving sex with anyone you meet. You're so aroused, so horny, so needy. Your thoughts controlled by your lust and your sexual cravings. Or you will always be able to act normally. You will always be able to act completely normal. No one on the outside will notice that you are a secret nympho. No one on the outside will know the perverted thoughts looping around inside your mind, repeating over and over like a broken record. All those perverted fantasies, these dirty things repeating over and over in your mind. And when you talk with people, no one will know that you have those fantasies with them. Those dirty little fantasies that you have the desire to jump them right there and right now. And you're just unable to act on it. Oh, can you imagine how aroused that will make you? Just the thought that they don't even know you have those dirty, perverted fantasies. You have the desire to jump them right there, right now. And it's impossible for you to do anything about it. That's right. You will experience the rest of the day lost in extreme lust and need and heat. That's right. And now, my little secret nympho, now it's time to wake up again. I will count up from 1 to 10. And when I reach 10, you will be wide awake. 0. Go a little bit deeper. With each and every number I count up, you will feel your lust, your arousal, your need, your heat growing stronger. Twice as horny, twice as aroused with every number. 1. Slowly coming back. 2. More and more awake. 3. More and more alert. 4. Coming back more and more. And 5. Halfway there. Really so alert. Awake aware. 6. Reorienting yourself. Becoming aware of your body, of your surroundings, your room, everything around you. And 7. Your pulse, your breathing, your blood pressure. Everything's normalizing. Your muscles build up tension again. And 8, take a deep breath in with me now, and out, and wiggle your toes, wiggle your fingers, completely coming back, and 9, stretch yourself, enjoy this wonderful state of trance for just a moment longer, and with the next number you will open your eyes, you will be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful, and 10,
Wide awake, alert awake aware. Welcome back. As usual, I appreciate all kind of feedback, thoughts, suggestions, whatever comes to mind. Feel free to write a comment for this file or contact me via my site. Thank you for listening and goodbye.